as Bristol Bay fishermen put in long hours preparing their boats for another salmon season, the U.S. Coast Guard is just as busy making sure those vessels come back home safely, as examiner Russ Haslett explains.
We put in, 10, 12, 14-hour days some days, so we're trying to go as long and hard as we can. We're only there for a little bit of time. We have a small window to get it all done.
This month, Coast Guard crews will check flares, charts, navigational signals, fire extinguishers, and survival suits on up to 450 boats at no charge. They won't penalize operators for any problems they discover at the dock. Boats that pass the exam earn a safety decal, which is required to operate more than 3 nautical miles from shore.
We're with the prevention side of the Coast Guard, and we're to prevent loss of life, death, and injury, as well as when the enforcement side come, we're going to hopefully prevent you from getting a ticket or getting terminated and brought back to the dock during the fishing season.
Haslett also shared this warning to save fishermen about $50.
Be very wary when you're getting your certificate of documentation renewed that it is the Coast Guard you're dealing with, unless you are wanting to deal with a third party. If you're not paying attention, you'd think you were maybe dealing with us.
And it's easy to see why that is, since the first Google result for Coast Guard Certificate of Documentation is a company that charges $75 to complete a renewal that a fisherman can do on his own for just $26. The Coast Guard will be at the Bristol Bay Fish Expo on June 8th and 9th, in King Salmon from June 8th through the 18th, in Igigik June 11th through the 15th, and in Dillingham June 16th to the 24th. Hang a ring buoy high on your mast or anchor to have them stop by. Or you can call the phone numbers listed at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.